hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
Well, sitting in for John Stadtmiller once again this Tuesday, Super Tuesday, I might add, Tuesday, February the 5th. It seems I've been speaking to a lot of people around the country, especially on the east side of the equation, and this little bug that's got hold of Mr. Stadtmiller seems to be wreaking havoc everywhere it goes. So my sincere sympathies for Mr. Stadtmiller. Good day once again to a talk with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, taking into consideration a rather disappointing day on Wall Street for the bulls, who saw the Dow close down 370 points, the NASDAQ closing down 74 points, the S&P 500 or 44. About the only two things that actually were in the green today was the U.S. dollar and coffee. Apparently, the theory behind why coffee is at an all-time high is based on the fact that no matter how bad the economy gets, we will always want to wake up and have a cup of coffee. In the metals complex, gold and silver obviously came under selling pressure. This is usually caused by when you ever have large liquidations in equities, people have to raise money for margin calls, or that's what they tell us. Gold closed down $18.30 to end the day at $887.40, silver or 42 cents at $16.36. The lights haven't come on in South Africa, platinum still down, or $15 at $1,780, palladium off $8 at $420. The good news is in the Asian markets, they ain't buying the story from Wall Street. Gold up $1.50 at $888.90, silver up 3 cents at $16.39. Oil down $1.63 at $88.39, and probably the only people buying the U.S. dollar today was the people we affectionately refer to as the plunge protection team. U.S. dollar up 76 basis points at 76.12. And as we do each and every Tuesday, it's my great pleasure to welcome Bob Chapman to the show, and hopefully Bob will be able to figure out what is going on out there. How's it going, Bob?
Well, pretty good, and I think your synopsis is right on.
What about the coffee?
Margin selling, and you also have the involvement of the yen carry trade to some extent, how much we don't know, and but at least 300 or 400 billion. At times that runs at 1.5 trillion, but there has been a diminution in the usage of it, so it's really hard to tell, but it's usually margin selling. And it's usually the end carry trade. So a distortion. As you said, down 371 on the Dow. I have a formula. Is that the music?
Yes, that is, Bob. That means we're going
okay,
to
well,
a break.
I'll hold it until we go
hold
into the...
Hold that formula until we get back. Speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, we'll take this break and be right back.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller, talking to Bob Chapman from International Forecaster. And before the break, you have a formula, Bob?
Yes, we have a formula. I developed it many, many years ago, and I've never seen anybody else use it, and it's pretty simple. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 371 points today. And if you want to compare that, you take the 44.18 that the S&P was down, and you multiply that by 9. And you come out with 398. And if you multiply the NASDAQ minus 73.28, you come out with minus 440 if you multiply by 6. And those are the comparative figures. And the 9 and the 6 can change, but they haven't changed for some time. So the Dow, in Dow terms, was up 371. The S&P, in Dow terms, was up 398. And the NASDAQ was up, in Dow terms, 440. Now, NASDAQ tends to be more volatile, and it will go up more and down more. So that's not unusual that it would be that far away, like 70 points against the Dow. Although that is a little bit more than usual. It should be only 30 or 40. So there was a lot of pressure at the end of the day, in spite of the markets being down as much as they were. As you can see, the S&P was fairly in line, a little weaker. And so you can make those comparisons. It gives you a better picture of the market. The market was as weak in the last half hour as it was in the preceding 2 or 3 hours. So based on what I see, and I watch the tape all day, that I would think, unless something extraordinarily happened, that we would see more pressure in the morning. Now, we closed at 12,265 in the Dow. Just recently, it went into the 11,600 area. And I had said in the program previously that I expected that on a technical basis that the market would have to retrace and test that 11.6 or 11.7, somewhere down in there, to see if it would hold. And so this is what this market's doing. Now, if that intraday low that we had just a couple of weeks ago, you got to remember we went up 1,100 points in like 6 days, which is, you know, not normal.
Big dead cat bounce.
Pardon me?
A big dead cat bounce. That's what everybody was saying. I mean,
I don't think the cat was dead.
But during the course of today, I mean, what was interesting is the Dow just pretty much, there was no bounce in the Dow during the course of the trading day. I mean, it was a steady, slow fall. And even talk of the Fed coming in before the March 18th FOMC meeting and cutting another half a point did absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, the dollar gained strength and the Dow continued to fall.
Well, first of all, it's my assumption here, because the working groups and financial markets was obviously not in the Dow or the S&P or the NASDAQ 100 stocks.
No, they were buying
now,
the dollar.
That tells me that they decided to let this thing fall back, probably to do the retest. And maybe they didn't want to expend what they had to expend to keep it up at the higher level that it was just a little while ago. On the other hand, they decided they would defend the dollar, which they did, and there was a lot of technical buyers as well looking for a bounce up to 77. Which aided them. They pressured gold and silver, but particularly gold. And as you know, there's a close to record commercial short position on the COMEX. And my guess is they added to their positions, and I know that TOCOM and Tokyo have been adding to their short positions as they've gone along. And so I think we saw some added shorting probably from the commercials today as well. And so I think some of the pressure came from there. Some of it came from puts probably that were being instigated by the plunge protection team. And you may have had some lease gold selling. We don't know yet. But it's very temporary as far as I'm concerned. And I would think that we might soon, perhaps in the next few days, see a bottom on gold and silver. I do know that the large cap gold shares were off a nominal amount today. It varied between 5/8 of a point to $2, 1 5/8, that sort of thing. And with that large drop, that's not very much of a correction in the large producers. So, with that said, I think we're just a few days away from a bottom, at least in gold and silver. If we're going to get out and test 11,600, which is about 600 points away on the Dow, we'll probably do that in the next several days, probably this week. And if it breaks, you'll see added selling in the market to take it down probably to somewhere between 9,800 and 10,300. And I think that might be what the working group and financial markets is looking for here, because what they want to do once they find that they can very viably support the averages, that they'll try to keep the market at that level, wherever it may be, through the election. They have an awful lot of terrible earnings reports coming this month. And also, the earnings reports that are coming in April and May are going to be even more dreadful. And so they know there's going to be a lot of pressure. So where they want to pick the bottom at remains to be seen. It could be at, you know, 9,000. It could be at 10. But the pressure is to the downside. And we have everything in the world working for us for gold and silver, particularly gold, and particularly, as you mentioned earlier, the situation in South Africa, where they probably might be able to operate at 80% of capacity indefinitely. But, you know, you and I have lived there, and we know how these people run governments and ESCOM and the whole works. And I am not very optimistic. How about you?
Well, I mean, it seems as though the problems are compounding themselves over there. I mean, not only do you obviously have the electricity problem, but the electricity problem begets a whole other subset of problems. The other one now is water, because obviously you got a problem with water when water can't be irrigated or pumped through because of obviously electricity cuts. And the same goes for gasoline. So South Africans are facing a whole litany of problems, all based on obviously the rolling blackouts that ESCOM has instituted. But you've also got, and I don't know how much it plays in this. As you know, Chinese markets are closed this week. It's their end of the year of the rat coming around. Does having the Chinese markets closed for a week have any impact on this in any way, shape, or form?
Oh, I would think so. If anything, they would be buyers of gold, particularly at these levels that haven't come back down. They certainly want to get rid of dollars. I don't think they're going to be massive gold buyers, but they must have a plan and to pick up so much gold each day, just like the Swiss have a plan to sell so much gold each day until they reach their goal. And I think the Chinese and the Russians, in particular, and the people in the Middle East are doing the same thing. And particularly in the Middle East, they've been the largest buyers recently. And I think the reason for that is that this peace agenda that the President of the United States brought to the Middle East recently was not a peace agenda. He was over there telling these people that, number one, you have to continue to hold dollars, not unpeg your currencies from the dollar. You must continue to sell oil in dollars, and you must continue to purchase things in the United States, whether they're treasuries or agencies or stocks or bonds or companies or whatever they are. You must continue to do that in order to keep the dollar from collapsing. And I think that he made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
Well,
like, if you don't, you're going to have your governments overthrown.
Yeah. If you want to have a question for Bob, 800-313-9443 will be taking your calls. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report on the Super Tuesday. We'll talk about politics in a little bit. Before we go to the callers, Bob, two brief questions. Bear Stearns actually feels that Gulf states are going to drop the dollar peg.
I'll tell you something. They may feel that way, and they may be right, but if that happens, the Illuminists will absolutely undermine every government in the Middle East, and they will end up taking them over. And that they wouldn't think twice of doing that. And all the people, with the exception of Ron Paul, who are running for the presidency, would extend such a program because they're all in the back pocket of the Illuminati. And so, if that were to happen, they would go in there, and we would have a third world war. And
I was going to say
that the mission he was on was to tell, Bush was on, was to tell these people, you either do it this way, or your government's going to get overthrown. And we'll arrange it for you if you want it. Then they turned around, and they cut five cables. First it was ships dragging their anchors, which is absolutely comically absurd. And now we know someone cut them. Well, who else cut them besides the United States and Israel? Give me a break. And so they're warning these people.
That story got absolutely no coverage. I mean, the initial story was, well, the ship's anchor probably cut the cable. But then a second cable and a third cable and a fourth cable were cut, all in the same space of time.
Yeah, it's them doing their little black operations, and they're trying to start a war, and because they need a war because their economy's collapsing. Why is it collapsing? It's because they plan to take it down, but they didn't want to after they had planned to do it. They were stuck. They had to go ahead with it. They can't stop it. And so they're going to have another war. It could be a nuclear war. And it's not going to be nice.
Yes.
And I think people just do not have any sense of what is going on here. It is extraordinarily powerful. And it's very, very dangerous. And we get people coming up who supposedly are the front runners, all of whom will do the same thing that Bush is doing, because they'll be told to do it, because these people engineered, these people being the people behind the scenes, the elitists, the Illuminists, they engineered this thing, and they don't want to get caught having engineered it, and so they'll have a war. And if you look back in history, that's what happens. And incidentally, one other factor that you missed on South Africa, which is extraordinarily important, and you know that, you lived there, massive unemployment because of the layoffs.
Sure. Well, the mines are laying everybody off.
That's right.
That's where a large part of your layoffs are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We could go on this subject for a while, Bob, but we got a whole bunch of callers lined up. Let's go to Robert in Tennessee. Hey, Robert.
Good. Bob, do you believe that they're shorting the gold market and the gold stocks because they may be trying to accumulate them?
I think that the reason that they're shorting them more than anything else is to cast a false shadow over gold and in silver, for that matter, as investments that should be followed. When gold goes up, historically, there's problems. And they don't want people to think that there's problems. So I think, really, their main mission is to suppress the shares, the bigger ones. They don't fool around with the little ones. And also the price of the bullion itself. As they keep it down, yes, they may be buyers of shares, producers, and they may also continue to be buyers of gold on these corrections. I know that when we had the sales several years ago by Gordon Brown, who's now the PM of England, he was formerly the Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is the Secretary of the Treasury, and he ended up selling off half of the gold that England had, and all the buyers for the gold were never named. You'd have one firm up front, and you know they'd scoop up $20 billion worth. Well, banks don't normally buy $20 billion worth, but one probe, they said, well, we were buying for clients. And so they were heavy buyers there, because that's who the buyers were.
Thanks, Robert. When we come back, Ed, Steve, Alex, all lined up, ready to go for you, Bob. We'll take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, my friends. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Gold, silver, both higher in the aftermarket. And what's also interesting, Bob, my small collection of mining stocks, which include Agnico Eagle and Pass and Silver Wheaton and Silver Resources, they all up pretty decent in the aftermarket. I'm sure that's interesting to you.
Well, there could be short covering.
Ah.
And you know, this is not unusual. I saw some of it about an hour to a half hour prior to the close, and then it sort of dried up and they moved back down again. But I'm happy to hear that you're seeing that in the aftermarket, and it probably is short covering. It's a real pro market, and so we may have a reversal here of $4 or $5 or $6, $7, $8 in gold tomorrow, and we may have the Agnico's move back up a point or a point and a quarter or something like that. You know, one of the important things you all have to remember in gold and silver related assets, this is the biggest bull market of all time. More money will be made by a small group of people than in history being in this venue. You don't try to trade it. You go long and you stay long. If you're going to make a change, you go sideways. You sell this stock and buy that one, or you sell that coin and buy this one, upgrading perhaps, but you stay long until it's over. And goodness knows it may never be over the rate it's going. And so keep that in mind. And when you see dips like that, were you waiting to buy? That's a wonderful opportunity. So take advantage of it.
Let's go to Ed in Georgia. Hey, Jed.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie? Bob?
All right, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing? I don't know whether...
I'm doing pretty good for an old person.
Bob, I'm the guy that goes to the golf course and tells everybody to look you up on the Internet if they want to find out about money and what's happening.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. I talk to
you. What golf course do you go to?
Well, I go to the Navy base down here in southeast Georgia.
I used to play over in Coronado at the Naval Base, Naval Marine.
Yeah, that
course there.
That's a nice course.
I used to hang around with Navy SEALs down there in the olden days.
Well, probably Navy SEALs could have been involved in cable cutting. You never know.
In all probability, you're absolutely right.
Listen, what I want to mention to you fellows today, and for the broadcast family that's out there for this network, did you all catch where they want to put, the Senate wants to put a amendment into this rebate that they plan on giving us, whereby the builders can reclaim their past taxes for 3, 4, 5 years?
I didn't see that.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, I just got through calling up my senators and my representatives and giving them heck, because this is a bailout.
It surely is.
And if they want to let those big businesses reclaim their past taxes, I gave those people that represent me, I told them, I said, how about me? You want to give me $600-$700, but you don't want to let me go back and claim 3, 4, 5 years of federal income taxes? This is what they plan on doing.
That's dreadful.
It is. It's awful. And I would,
they do exactly as they please, and they're all bought and paid for it. If they're not, they're compromised.
Well, let me say this, Bob. This is what I told them. I told people last summer at the golf course, I said, hey, this isn't going to be the election you people are expecting. I said, I see some real problems coming down the road for conservatives and Republicans. And sure enough, the first thing that happened in our community is every commissioner that was up for election got voted out, just like you've been saying, Bob, you know, vote everybody out. Even this one good fellow that used to bring up all the hard questions and to answer. They all got voted out. When the election came up, the Republicans barely held on to, they lost the House, and they were 50-50 in the Senate. And I told them, I said, you know why? I told those people in Washington that represent me, I said, this is the reason. It's not that Republicans want to necessarily vote Democrat. It's that we're not going to go to the polls. And one of the guys said, that's exactly what we're looking at. So I'd advise everybody out there, if you don't want to pick up the tab for Ovarian and all the rest of the big builders, give your representatives a call, your senators especially, and just tell them, you're not for this, a bailout of the builders. Anyway, I enjoy listening to the program. And, Bob, I will call back in a few weeks. I got another subject to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the Federal Reserve, and this is probably the most important piece of information for the week. The Federal Reserve is bailing out the banks. And the banks are bailing out the businesses. And they want the banks to bail out the insurers of bonds, they being the Fed. And the Fed will give the banks the money to do that. They're giving the banks, and especially the money center banks in New York, $60 billion a month. And they're rolling that paper. They're not paying it back. And the Fed's holding collateral half of approximately which is U.S. treasuries and agencies. The other half are CDOs and things like that, toxic waste, that the Fed is taking in at par. They're not even marking it down. And so what's going to eventually happen is the banks are going to get to keep the money. The Fed's going to write it off because they don't care. They created it out of thin air. And they'll take the paper and sell it into the market and take in whatever they can get back. And so that allows the banks to stay in business along with the brokerage houses and the investment banks. They'll all get bailed out along with all the businesses, particularly the ones who are in the commercial paper market, and those bond insured. That is their intention. And incidentally, the Fed has been supplying over $1 trillion to the European Central Bank to bail out everybody in Europe that needs to be bailed out. And as you know, secretly, they've just bailed out the Spanish banks in their real estate fiasco in Spain. And so this is what's going on. And this is why inflation is going to go absolutely crazy, because they're going to monetize the paper, and along with the M3 that they're creating, which is money and credit, you're going to see inflation over 15% this year. It's 14, it's 11.6 right now. And you may even see it as high as 20%. And that means gold and silver are going to go absolutely ballistic.
An analyst at RBC Capital, Jared Cassidy, in an interview on Friday, he says between 50 and 150 U.S. banks, as many as 1 in 57, will fail by early 2010.
Well, what they'll do is, if they can't salvage them with money, they'll merge them. And they'll keep on doing it until they can't do it anymore. And how long will that take? Probably 08, 09, 2010, maybe as long as 2011. And the housing problem is not going to go away no matter what they do.
Yeah.
It's going to become stagnant and degenerate. That problem is going to go on for another 5 years. So we're looking at a long bull market in gold and silver.
Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Robbie, and hello, Bob. And first of all, I want to say when you two guys are on, I really enjoy the program. It's quite an education. Mr. Chapman, I got a question for you. I don't know if you saw the article today on WorldMed Daily by Jerome Corsi in regards to Mr. Mike Bolzer, who's an economist. Well, anyway, he says
he also does a lot of charting. I used to get his publication. He's pretty good.
Okay. Well, he made a comment today that said that the Federal Reserve is directly involved in manipulating the stock market, and they want the Dow Jones Industrial Average lower than 8,000, and they want to do that to create a deep recession, which will have an effect of slowing consumption across the board and dampening the otherwise harmful effects of inflation. They want to drop the price of gold, silver, everything. They want it down. And I was wondering your comment on that. Do you believe that that is a possibility?
Possible but not probable. I don't agree with that. I think that irrespective, in order to keep the system going, whether we see the Dow at 8,000 or 4,500 or 7,268 or 9,000 or 10,300, it doesn't make any difference. Yes, it's recessionary. The Federal Reserve will create enough money and credit to go into the banking system to keep it afloat as long as they possibly can. And it will continue to do everything within their power to suppress gold and silver along the way. But they're not going to be able to control it. And if you look back since the year 2000, when we get everybody out of the market at the top and want the long gold and silver assets, if you look at what's happened, gold has gone from $252 to over $900 an ounce in spite of what they did and all the power that they have. They were unsuccessful, and they're going to continue to be unsuccessful.
I
disagree with Mike Balser, and I just don't think it's going to work out that way.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that today's drop in the stock market was maybe a possible reaction to the election that we're going through right now?
Yes, it could be, as well as the figures that came out on the non-manufacturing ISM numbers. I mean, they were deplorable. But, you know, if you were me, you expected that sort of thing. They usually lie about that. I guess maybe they couldn't control the figures. But the point is, the market's going down. The plunge protection team wasn't in the market today. They were in the gold market, and they certainly were running the dollar up because there's no reason for the dollar to go up when the Dow's dropping 400 points. So they did selectively participate. But they want the market to go down and test some area. And it may be 11.6, it may be 10.3, it may be 10,000, it may be 9,800, somewhere in it, and they want to take it sideways into the election. You know, there are Republicans who want to get reelected, and they try to bring this thing on an even keel. They don't want, as I have told people to do, to have all the incumbents wiped out. Because it's going to take a year or two to buy out the new people who are in Congress. Buy out, pay them off. That's what they do. They pay them. And if they don't pay them, they get the goods on them for being a closet this and a closet that, that, you know, they don't want the public to know about. And that's how they control these people. And having all the incumbents out of office is devastating for the conspiracy, because they got to go back in and buy all the new ones. And so that's what they're faced with, and they're terrified. They don't want to be found out for what they're doing, because when the American public finds out what they're doing, they'll make sure they go to court and get charged.
So how do we go about finding out who is taking the payments, or who's being threatened, or who's being blackmailed? I mean,
well, first of all, if you were in Washington, you know who was being blackmailed, because it's no secret who the perverts are of one form or another. And secondly, all you have to do is look at the campaign contributions. That's how they pay them. See what friends of this senator or that congressman got jobs, or people in their family that got jobs, et cetera, et cetera. That's how they pay them off. But it's usually campaign contributions. And it's not that much money. You know, it's just, you know, $100,000 here, $50,000 there. But it all adds up, because it comes from different sources. So somebody goes to run for election, and bingo, they get $10 million.
Well, it sure would be interesting to watch, or to know who in this election is getting all the money. And where is it coming from? But I doubt if we're ever going to be able to really find that out.
I'll take a stab at that one. John McCain's getting his money from AIPAC.
From who? Probably also from the...
every time you see John McCain, you see Joe Lieberman, and his sudden reversal of fortunes is rather suspicious in my mind. And there's a very strong connection between John McCain and AIPAC.
Well, he's behind him when he's making every speech, if you notice. And another thing, too, is Mr. Lieberman, as you know, befuddled the people to get reelected. And the U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East is a pro-Zionist policy. And Mr. Lieberman is one of the strongest pro-Zionists in either Congress or either the House or the Senate. And I think Mr. McCain thinks the same way. And if you elect Mr. McCain, Mr. Lieberman will be there beside him somewhere in his entourage. And Mr. McCain will do the same thing that George Bush has done on steroids.
Yep.
I don't know which one's crazier.
Well, anyway, Steve, thanks, my friend.
Okay, you guys have a great night.
Before we go to a break, and apologize to the callers taking up their time here, but as you know, Thursday last week, Wall Street Journal had a full-page ad in from Gata. I had Jerome Corsi on the show on Friday. And there was a very favorable, if you could call it that, a favorable article on the front page of the Wall Street Journal featuring gold. It was the first time Wall Street Journal has done that in I don't know how many decades. Is it just my conspiracy mind, or is there something to the fact that gold has declined every day since then, since that ad appeared?
Well, I think that that possibility exists, that they were trying to show GATA that they still had power, which is rather a stupid thing to do, because their power is waning, and GATA's done everything they could to bring out the fact that the markets are manipulated. It's just not gold and silver. It's everything. When you have a corporatist fascist government, you're going to have that kind of manipulation. And this is what's going on. And the American people, institutions as well, are losing billions of dollars because of this manipulation. And these things are what these people do not want the public to find out.
Yeah. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We'll get to all your calls after this.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm broke.
Welcome back on this Super Tuesday. Speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, we have a package. It's called the 5150 package. Why is it called a 5150 package? Because it's $5,150. You will get six MS-61 $10 Liberties and 100 Silver Eagles. And that will also entitle you to a year subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you already get a subscription, we'll extend it for a year. And if you want to find out more about it, you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. It's the 5150 package. 3 ounces of gold, 100 ounces of silver. Let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Hey, Clarence.
How's it going there, Robbie?
All right. Thanks for holding, sir.
Yes, I appreciate it. I also want to appreciate something else. And what do they call these on the TV? They're where you endorse a product and you don't really, they don't pay you for it. It's there's a word for that. I can't even think of it right now. But I'm looking right now. I just got in the mail just a couple of, about 2 hours ago, an order that I placed with you. And it's 10 of those 1881 Liberty.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, Robbie. I opened that up. I haven't been this happy since I was a kid at Christmas. I'm
gold
curious.
Has a tendency to do that.
There's something, now, this may sound strange, folks. But there's something about when you, and I've heard, now I don't want to go into esoteric things you can hear on late night radio, but there's something when a person holds a piece of gold in their hand and they know what it is, it's different than all this meaningless slag metal they give us to do our, you know, all of our daily transactions. When you hold one, if anyone ever wonders, you know, how you can tell, you know, they say, well, couldn't they make these fake coins? And there's a way you can tell. And I've always known it's the same way with the gold coin as it is with the silver coin. You drop them on a table, a metal table. A silver coin will ring like a bell. This junk we've had since 65 will sound dull. Same with the gold coin.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Clarence. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, our pleasure. We'll take another short break, and we'll be back with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster.
Take America back.